the Fade 5 podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets, you jackwagons. Brad, the big noise of it's here, joined by the good son, Nathaniel Lundy. Tis indeed another rollicking and raucous episode of the Fade 5 podcast. And on this hashtag Tequila Thursday, of course, we're hopping aboard the Honk Honk Plus Bus, as we normally do at the top of every Fade 5 episode. All plus money all the time. So, Lundy, whether you're looking at the matchup between the Vikings and Chargers, maybe working, looking at some of the NBA props that are out there, dropping the puck and making some bucks. We've got the World Series on the immediate horizon. College football week number 9. Oh, a smorgasbord of sports betting goodness. So, good sir, what do you like?
Straight to the ice we go right here in Denver with Nathan MacKinnon and company, the Avalanche hosting the Carolina Hurricanes this evening, wearing the throwback Quebec Nordiques sweaters for tonight's game, as a matter of fact. So if you're there like rubbing your eyes, you'll see the back-to-back, because the Canes will also be in the Hartford Whalers jerseys, sweaters. You get what I'm trying to say. That's right. You know, in Premier League, it's a kit. In hockey, it's a sweater. In Brad's case, it's just a Hulk Hogan. He's just waiting to rip the shirt off.
Yes.
Give me 2 points for Nathan MacKinnon tonight. Doesn't matter if they're goals or assists. 3 home games so far this season for the Avs. He's done this in back-to-back home games. In the first home game of the year, he had 1 goal, did not back it up with a second point. But if you look over the course of the last 3 games, he's only done this once. And so we're talking about a guy that is always at or near the top of the league when it comes to shot attempts. So whether it is a puck that finds its way to the back of the net, whether it is dishing it off to one of his line mates, or whether it is taking that shot, having it ricochet right off the goaltender and off to one of his teammates for a goal, that counts as an assist as well. So put it all together, we need 2 points out of Mac tonight. And at DraftKings, that's a nice little sexy plus 120.
Ooh, I like that plus money action on that one. Let's go to Thursday Night Football, shall we? We're going to take a shot and hopefully catch a buzz on Quentin Johnston to find the end zone. Ooh, look at that juice. A little bit higher. Kind of sexy, making me roll the shoulders, my man, because I got seduced by the juice at plus 160 on the anytime touchdown market. Tied to a guy that once had banana hands, but he's now catching everything inside. I banked this there at BetMGM. The reason why I like this prop in particular, yes, Minnesota entering the night is top 5 in drop back EPA defense, but there is a weak link in that secondary. His name is Byron Murphy Jr., a guy that's given up a 143.5 passer rating and 3 touchdowns to his assignments this season. Johnson expected to line up against him primarily in this game. I think Justin Herbert will take a few deep shots down the field to Johnston, and I think one of those will be hauled in for a touchdown. Folks, he has scored in 4 of 6 games this season. He's also top 20 in red zone targets. So give me Quentin Johnston anytime touchdown and a plus 160 there at BetMGM. With those bets on the board, it's time to get after it on another hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, numero cinco here on the countdown. Let's get some plus money on the board. Yes, and build a little simple same game parlay. We're going to do a little two-legger on this one. Leg number uno, give me a Kamani Vidal. Dude, you got a Vidal. I did off waivers a couple of weeks ago, and I'm thriving as a result of it. I need him again to catch 3 balls, and give me Minnesota on the old spread at plus 10.5. You put those hands together, plus 110 there at BetMGM. Lundy, you already know the story of this Thursday night season. Underdogs have been barking. And Minnesota's catching a 3.5 at tape time. So I'm just going to jack it up so I can avoid any cushion or pushing by building a little cushion in it. So plus 10.5 on that old spread. I think they're going to keep that within single digits. And then Vidal, I'll bank on the over 2.5 receptions. Again, Hassan Haskins out of this game due to hamstring injury. He may play 85, 90% of their overall snap share. A guy that's running around on 81.2% of his snaps played this season. In his last two games, he's gone 16 routes and 31 routes. Now, last week, he was dealing with a massive deficit against the Indianapolis Colts. It may not be the case tonight, but Vidal will not be supplanted often in this one. So I think he'll catch at least a trio of checkdowns off the hand of Justin Herbert, despite Minnesota allowing the seventh fewest running back receptions in totality this season. So to recap, numero cinco on the countdown, same game parlay, Kamani Vidal over 2.5 receptions, and the Vikings plus 10.5 on the alt spread, plus 110 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
You already outlined everything. I don't have anything to add. I'm going to sit here and put some more caffeine in my bloodstream, and I'm going to cash this at plus 110. Good call. Easy SGP to get us started on a Thursday.
Oh, Lundy, get a triple shot of espresso, my fan, and you're going to stay up very late tonight, I'm afraid.
Number four.
Numero Quattro here on the Fade 5 Countdown. Hopefully going to be staying up late because you're partying with all these caches. We are due for breaking out the broom and sweeping the board. I'm going to get more action on cue. Quentin Johnson, I'll take him on the over 20.5 yards on the longest reception at a minus 115 there at BetMGM. Again, Minnesota has been outstanding in pass coverage, as I've already outlined, number three in dropback EPAD, but it's all about Byron Murphy, folks. I told you. He's vulnerable. He is susceptible. I already outlined he's given up a 140-plus passer rating. He's also allowed a 78.9 catch percentage to his assignments and a very healthy average at the target. And you know the name of that game for Quentin Johnston. It's a lot of streak routes. Herbert's probably going to take at least two or three deep ball opportunities with him. He has cashed the over on 20.5 yards on the longest catch 8 times this season. And remember, he missed a game. He's also top 20 in total air yards, top 10 in total deep ball targets, averaging 14.5 yards per catch. So again, put all together, Quentin Johnston. Hopefully you got a blast off on a long gainer. And to catch that over on 20.5 yards on the longest reception, minus 115 at BetMGM. Numero Quattro on the countdown. Lundy, fade or follow.
We're going to the over, and over again in this game, as a matter of fact. And if that's going to happen, what happens?
Really?
You take yes. Yes. Over. did I mention over? Because I think you're probably going to want to go over. Minnesota's gone over in four straight. The Chargers, ever since their defense has decided to fall apart, has gone over in back-to-back games. This game's hitting the over, Brad. If it hits the over, what are you doing? Straight down the field. Oh, look, there's Quentin Johnson, at least 20 yards down the field. Come on, man, you can hit the over on this. Play this over.
Hey, if you win, go ahead and roll your winnings. You guessed it. Over!
Number three.
Numero Trace here, all the Fade 5, hashtag Tequila Thursday edition of the countdown. Let's go ahead and hit it right on the head. I'm talking about the Jalen Naylor. See what I did there? Give me the over on 15.5 receiving yards at a minus 120 juice. Best line right now available at BetMGM at tape time. And I think this number's way too low. Hell, I might even break out the stepladder, take it at 20 yards. I'll probably get low plus money on that, maybe play it up to 25. Heck! Let's get really crazy. Maybe we'll go 30 plus at significant plus of money. But yeah, let's go ahead and go with the standard juice right now on this prop. I know the Chargers number 10 in dropback EPAD, and they've only allowed the 20th most wide receiver yards this season. But 15, let me repeat that, 15 WRs have caught at least 16 receiving yards against this Chargers secondary this season. You're going to see Naylor often in the slot. He lines up there 46.8% of his snaps, which means he'll get some Tarib Still, who's been decent but not outstanding in coverage, not remotely locked down, got up a 67.9% catch rate and 99.6 passer rating, and the 20th most yards of any slot DB in the National Football League. When he works outside, even better matchup for Naylor. He will find a couple of soft spots, especially if the Chargers run a little zone coverage, which they do fairly often. So I love Naylor on this prop. He's gone for 27 plus and 5 of 6 games this season, averaging 4.2 targets per game. I know some of the other secondary analytics rather unsightly. See the air yards, see the yards per route run outside the top 75. But this could be a one-catch cash, honestly. And OCC, yeah, you know me. Whether it's one grab, two grabs, three grabs, I think Jalen Naylor, one of my favorite bets of the board, hits the over on 15.5 receiving yards at a minus 120 juice here at BetMGM. So Lundy, fade or follow.
One grab, two grab, three grabs. You sound like me trying to chase the wife down on a Friday night. Got one. Go ahead and see if I can sneak an extra one. Oh, I got to three. Oh, yeah. We'll take the receiving yards there because Jalen Naylor will have more luck than yours truly.
That is definitely the case, and my live story as well. But hey, want to grab on to some more hot sports opinions in the betting market in fantasy football? Go to thegamingjuice.com right now, you jackals. It's absolutely free. Lundy's always public and transparent spreadsheet lives on the site. So does mine. My fantasy football rankings, I'm always updating throughout the entire week. They are live right now ahead of the week 8 action. Always ranked for half point PPR. My fantasy flames, the quarterback, running back, wide receiver, and tight end. Also live on the site. Going to be rolling out top props here the next day or two on all kinds of additional content. Somebody even tied to Thursday night football. You get it all. You can ask me a question there as well, and I'll get back to you at my earliest convenience at thegamingjuice.com. It's free, you jack wagon. Sign up today. Click, converse, and cash. ... Maybe.
Number two.
All right, numero dos here on the Fade 5 countdown. Carson Wentz. Yes, the redheaded runner. That's what I need him as. Give me the over. It's an odd market on 11.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Truth be told, I grabbed this one at open at 10.5 and slammed the over immediately. And here are the reasons why. Look at the LA Chargers. Yeah, they don't dial up the heat a whole lot. They are only applying pocket pressure on 17.6% of their dropbacks. It's number 21 in the NFL. However, they're number 27 to rush EPAD, and they've allowed the third most quarterback rush yards this season at 30.6 per game. A handful of guys already done this against him at the quarterback position, including Geno Smith. He stinks. He's awful. And Wentz can easily duplicate what Geno did, in which he had 2-0 on the ground against this defense. You look at Wentz. He's gone over this in 3 straight games. He's averaging 2.8 rushes per game, 14.3 rush yards per game. All I need, it could be one pocket flush, probably going to get 2, and he's going to book it. Eat up some hash marks, and I'm going to count my winnings in the end. So one of my favorite bets, wrote about this on thegamingjuice.com, the over Carson Wentz, 11.5 rush yards at a minus 115 at BetMGM. Good sir, fade or follow.
I can't chase after Carson Wentz rushing yards. There's so many more fun bets to do than this. Why Carson Wentz rush yards? Man, no, I'm going to fade you on this one. I think he's going to finish right at 10.
Oh, I am crazy. I'm a wee bit wacky for Wentz.
Number one.
All right, numero uno here on the Thursday Night Football edition of the Fade 5 Countdown. JJ's going to be dynamite. I'm talking about Justin Jefferson. Of course, not JJ McCarthy, because he is likely going to be inactive to his ongoing recovery from the ankle injury, and he's particularly not all that good. I think Wentz is an upgrade. But I digress on Justin Jefferson. Most receiving yards of the game, I can't believe the number is plus money, quite frankly. Plus 135. I grabbed this yesterday at DraftKings Sportsbook. You look at Justin Jefferson. He's one of the elite talents at the wide receiver position in the league, and he's got the shiniest bling, Lundy. I mean, it sparkles, it glistens, which is only apropos when you're in the city of Angels with Hollywood as the backdrop there, where this game is going to be played. He has gone for 75 plus yards in five straight games. I look at the Chargers. Yeah, the number 10 and drop back EPA defense. Yeah, the number 20 and most wide receiver yards this season. Going to see some Dante Jackson most often at coverage. Middle of the road, number 38 pass coverage grade according to PFF, but he's given up a 15.6 ADOT, and that is a clue. So follow the breadcrumbs, folks. I think if you look at Carson Wentz, when he does launch one deep, it's got to be Justin Jefferson, a guy, an elite route runner. All he does is get separation. He's number 10 in total air yards, number 5 in total yak, averaging 8.7 targets per game. So this honestly should be more like minus 120, minus 125, plus 135 for one of the truly great wide receivers currently in the NFL game to lead this contest in receiving yards. I'm in, and that's why it's numero uno on the countdown at plus 135 at DraftKings. Lundy, fade or follow.
I will follow big time on this because, first of all, it shouldn't be at plus 135. Hell, it, at the very least, it should be even money at plus 100. But the other reason that I like this is because if you look at the Chargers, if you look at Justin Herbert, I believe you're going to continue to watch him spread the ball around. So as good as Quentin Johnson is, I know Brad likes the over on the longest reception. As good as QJ is, one of the challenges that you've got is you've got him. You've got Ladd McConkey. You've got these other guys. You've got Keenan Allen. You've got other guys that can spread the ball around. Whereas for Wentz, especially if, let's say, we're sitting third quarter, we're sitting early fourth quarter, maybe the Chargers have a touchdown lead. He's got to keep throwing the ball. You know, JJ's the guy that's going to be catching it for him. So to me, this makes a lot of sense, especially at such an incredible payday.
No doubt about it. You know what that calls for? More bets. And bonus time, bonus time. Whether on Thursday Night Football, maybe you're dropping the puck and trying to make some more bucks. Spoiler alert, America, that's about to happen. Maybe you want to get some action on the MLB and the World Series, which I am not going to bet on as of yet. Or looking ahead to college football or the main slate of NFL games. Again, you got a plate. It's a buffet of sports betting goodness. Dig in. Lundy, what you got in bonus time?
Let's go ahead and roll with a couple of easy ones on Thursday Night Football, in my opinion. Brad, do you know how many touchdowns the Chargers have allowed to the running back position in the last 3 weeks?
I'm going to say 1,000.
It's a little lower than that. 8. They have allowed 8 touchdowns to the running back position. Wow. In the last 3 weeks, and they're giving up almost 6 yards a carry. That's why I was joking earlier on the pod here about how the Chargers defense has decided to no-show recently, and it's also the reason why I like the over in this game. By the way, according to our friends at BetMGM, 83% of the money is on the over tonight. It started at 43.5. It's gone up to 44.5 because of the amount of money and steam that is rolling in on the over. I would still play it at 44.5. I think they are going to crush that number this evening. But yeah, 83% of the money that is there. But going back to the running back position, they've given up eight touchdowns to the running back position. And guess what? FanDuel has Jordan Mason at plus 130 for an
wow
touchdown. To give you an idea, folks, that is an entire quarter, 25 cents more than what DraftKings has him at. And DraftKings still has him at plus odds at a plus 105, but FanDuel has him at a plus 130. Holy shit. Run, don't walk to bet on an anytime touchdown for Jordan Mason, because the Chargers can't stop anybody that has an RB designation next to them on the roster. You want to really have some fun? Plus 850 at FanDuel for Mason to score twice. That's worth a little sprinkle, folks. Just a little pinch of salt there on the top. I would totally go after that. The Chargers can't freaking stop anybody. 7 touchdowns on the ground and 1 through the air over the last 3 weeks to the running back position. To the ice we go. I already told you I'm expecting Mac to have a bounce back after not getting any points in their last contest. But let's go to a couple of just money line parlays for you. These are pretty simple. There's 12 games on the schedule on the ice tonight in the NHL. And so if you're looking for a couple of easy ways to be able to play, the Dallas Stars need a bounce back here. They've looked like crap the last couple of games. And I think they can do that and do that at home as they take on the LA Kings. The LA Kings offense has been gone. They have not looked good here so far this season from an offensive standpoint. So give me Dallas at home on the money line. Give me the Ottawa Senators at home as well. They are up against the Philadelphia Flyers. If you put those two together, that is a plus 171, just a simple two-leg money line on the ice tonight. Again, the Senators and the Stars, put them together. That is a plus 171. Here's a three-legger for you of heavy home favorites. Give me Tampa. Give me the New York Rangers and give me the Florida Panthers. One more time, the Lightning, the Rangers, and the Panthers. Straight money line, Brad. That is a very nice plus 169 if those three together. However, in addition to that, I also have dropped about a quarter unit bet on that exact same parlay, except in regulation. All right, so no overtime in any of those games. Tampa to win in regulation, the Rangers to win in regulation, and Florida to win in regulation. That bumps it from a plus 169 to a plus 295, almost 3-1 odds for you tonight. I don't see those games going to overtime. Maybe Pittsburgh decides to put up a fight against Florida, but I'm not seeing it. So I'm going to say all three of those, play them on the money line by themselves, plus 169, play all three of them in regulation as well. And you are bumping that up almost double what it was before, plus 295. We will see more props posted up on the spreadsheet later this afternoon because we do have a dozen games on the ice. No, I'm not touching anything associated with the World Series unless it involves the fact that the Dodgers are going to kick the crap out of them. I yield the floor to the fine gentleman from Illinois.
Yeah, I think that's sadly what is going to occur there north of the border and out west in the fall classic this year. All right, let's go in and get the team. Most parlay play of the day out there. A little simple SGP. You know what the theme is, Quentin Johnston. I'm going to take him in the alt market. We'll just jack it up ever so slightly. The standard line's 47.5. Let's take him at 50-plus receiving yards. And we're going to take that with Justin Jefferson, 5-plus receptions. All of a sudden, we get to plus 140. I'm in at ESPN Bet. Again, already outlined why I like Quentin Johnston so much, but he has done this in 4 or 6 games this season. So, again, he's a moneymaker down the field. You look at the Minnesota Vikings, 6 guys have gone for at least the half-century mark through the air with the wide receiver position against him. So I believe that likes going to come through. And then it's Justin Jefferson. Do you really need another reason why? He's going to get peppered with targets. He's averaging nearly 9 per game. He has done this 4 times, hauling in at least 5 balls off, whether it's J.J. McCarthy, Carson Wentz, it doesn't matter. And you look at the L.A. Chargers, a handful of guys have done this against them this season. So, you know, Lundy is buying this game is going to be a shootout on Thursday. And this leans into that belief. It leans into the narrative on the team. Huevos parlay play, of course, same game style. Quentin Johnston, 50-plus receiving yards. Justin Jefferson, 5-plus receptions, plus 140 built there. At ESPN Bet. All right, I'm going to look ahead. I'm not going to do anything in baseball. Obviously, I know Jack nor squat about the NHL. The NBA, all it does is take my money, so I don't care. I'm not going to bet on that sport. I'm waiting patiently for college basketball to resume, and there's some early lines out already, though I don't know Jack nor squat about any of these teams as of yet. However, looking ahead at the NFL, I do have a couple of early props that I like. Tez Johnson, who's essentially a new Mike Evans. I know Emeka Buka is going to be the primary WR1 in that Tampa offense. The number's only 39.5 receiving yards, and they're taking on the Fleur-de-Lis, who have been not so fantastic this season. Tampa the road there, New Orleans number 25 at dropback EPAD. I think Tez gets over the 39.5. Hell, he had more than that in the second half of the game against Detroit last week. And then give me Tyler Allgeier. I'm going to get in gear with him. Wrote about him on thegamingjuice.com as well. The line has moved. I grabbed the open at 41.5 rush yards. It's up to 43.5. I play in the alt market, like 50 plus of plus money, or break out the step ladder. He, of course, is taking on who? Yes, the not so fighting Flippers of Miami. Unit that's number 26 in rush EP80. They're giving up over 5 yards per carry, 113 rush yards per game. Algier will clean up. I know he's the second fiddle to Bijan Robinson, but he should get to the 50-yard mark. A lot of that coming, sold away the clock there in the fourth quarter. I'll have a ton more plays posted on my always public, transparent, and constantly active spreadsheet at thegamingjuice.com. So check that out. Check out Lundy's as well. But we are out of breath and out of time here on the Fade 5 Podcast. Drop us a rating and a review, won't you kindly? Fade or follow us on the X or the Twitter. I'm always giving it to you there at Noisy Huevos. That's attractive, gentlemen. This direction, always giving it to you at Nate Lundy. Look at those dance moves. I mean, he is constantly doing some line dancing, posting those photos and videos on social media for the ladies, gentlemen. All the ladies love it. Again, check out all his awesome content there at Nate Lundy. And do us a favor again and submit us a rating and a review. And two, go to betalytics.com, also partnership with thegamingjuice.com with them. They're projecting all kinds of fun stuff. They like player props. You like some action on the sides and totals. Their advanced algorithm and sophisticated mathematics from the mind of Rachel Kryshak churn that out with a considerable success every single week. So use promo code JUICE. That's promo code JUICE for 25% off today. And, of course, go to my website, thegamingjuice.com, and sign up for a free account right stinking now. For the outstanding and lovely Nathaniel Lundy, I was on coffee number 5, America. Again, he's going to be up till like 3 in the morning, and he is going to be a wreck on tomorrow's show. We'll be back for the full Week 8 episode. Until next time, as always, fade or follow. That is up to you. Get a hold of yourself, Lundy.